This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio.
See, these potential cabinet members, they get all the attention, but the Trump team actually has thousands of jobs to fill, and some outsider candidates, folks whom you might affectionately call not the usual suspects, think they have a good shot at some of these political appointments. Well, maybe, maybe not, as Marketplace's Nancy Marshall Genzer reports.
David Vincent Gagne is a chief technology officer for a web development company. Sergio Loya is a management consultant. Gagne voted for Hillary Clinton. Loya voted for Donald Trump. They both applied for jobs in the new administration. I first talked to them the week after the election. Here's Gagne.
I think with Trump, there's a much greater chance for people that have not been in the political, quote unquote, industry to make a change in the world.
And Sergio Loya told me,
I think the attractiveness of Trump has come from his ability to be outside of government.
Now, it is early days, and Trump hasn't even been sworn in yet. But when I talked to Loya and Gagne about a month later, Gagne had just gotten an automated response that his application was received, and Loya didn't even get that.
Not even an acknowledgement that they received it, nothing.
And Gagne says from what he's seen so far, Trump doesn't seem to be looking for outsiders.
He seems to be stalking his administration with the exact same sort of multimillionaires and Washington insiders that would have been picked up by Clinton.
But actually, Paul Light, who teaches public policy at New York University, says insiders always win.
If you believe that you're going to get a job by applying to the website, you're deluding yourself.
Light says you need a Trump insider to bring your resume into the White House.
So somebody's got to carry it in with a ringing endorsement of some kind.
Still, Sergio Loya says he might apply again, stressing his conservative political views.
I could do a better job of perhaps broadcasting my philosophy versus outlining my credentials and my merit and my experience.
NYU's Paul Light says ultimately, outsiders' best bet is to cultivate inside connections. We did contact the incoming Trump administration for comment, but didn't hear back. In Washington, I'm Nancy Marshall Genzer for Marketplace.